A burst of light reveals a woman dressed in a white classical robe with a blue stole draped over her arm, standing on top of a shallow pyramid of steps, holding a blazing torch high in her right hand. The logo of Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Revolving concentric circles of silver metal form the horizon ring, meridian ring, and stand of a globe. The logo of Revolution Studios. A golf ball-like planet floats in space, then spins on a golf tee. A bearded man holding a golf club faces the camera. Happy Madison Productions.
Terrific.
On a TV screen filled with static, the words Columbia Pictures, Revolution Studios present appear. A Happy Madison Production original film. Click. The TV is in the living room of an open-plan suburban home. Outside, a half-completed treehouse is sealed off with black and yellow tape. Inside, a huge yellow soft toy duck and other toys are scattered over the carpet. Architectural drawings and various remotes for the TV and other appliances litter the coffee table. On the sofa, a man with cropped dark hair lies on his front asleep under a blanket, a golden retriever curled in a ball at his feet. The man's children, a dark-haired boy of 7 and a blonde girl of 5, sneak downstairs giggling and reach for a box of Twinkies, a cream-filled sponge snack, near their dad.
What was going on there, huh?
We thought you were sleeping, Daddy.
How can I sleep with two Twinkie burglars roaming around?
Can we watch Dragon Tales, please?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
The dad looks at the remotes.
Which one of these turns on the TV?
He picks one up and clicks it. The ceiling fan and light come on. He clicks another one. A toy car speeds across the room. He picks up a third remote.
Honey, I think you just opened the garage.
I'm just planning ahead, I know.
The daughter clicks a remote.
Hey, you! Was that a stinky dink box?
Good job. Whatever happened to the good old days when you pulled the knob and on came the boob tube?
The old Doyle's got a universal remote control. One clicker controls everything. Makes life a lot easier for old people like you.
Well, whoop-de-doo for the old Doyles.
I don't know. Ask your father.
Ask me what?
Do you think you'll have time to finish building the treehouse ever?
Yeah, Dad. It's kind of been halfway done for 2 months now.
All right. I want to. It's just I got a lot of things going on at work right now. But as soon as I'm done, I'm on it. I promise. Hang in there.
The Labrador is humping the toy duck.
Hey, look at Sundance Wrestler's duck.
Oh, no, that's not wrestling. That's something you should know about for another 10 to 30 years. 10 for you, 30 for you.
5-year-old Samantha nods. Michael goes to his car.
Hey, Michael.
Yes?
I'll see you tonight at the swim meet.
Swim meet. I gotta go to that.
Yes.
I'm kidding you. I'll be there. Okay.
All right. I love you, Michael.
Forever and ever, babe.
Mr. Newman.
Kevin O'Doyle. Yeah, always a pleasure.
What kind of stereo you got in that blue piece of shit?
You know what? I never checked, Kevin.
Yeah, well, my father's stereo is a Bose.
Your father's stereo blows? That's too bad.
No, I said.
Later, Michael's in a queue at a toll booth.
Pay the man, let's go!
Downtown, he runs into a tall office building. He's greeted by a row of leggy assistants. His own one is dumpy and plain.
Good morning, Mr. Newman.
Good morning, Mr.
Newman. Good morning, Mr. Newman.
Man, Alice, I was stuck in traffic for an hour and a half. When's the meeting?
It started already.
What?
Can I go to the bathroom?
Go to the bathroom. I told you. You don't have to ask me.
Michael's boss, John Ammer, is with an Arab prince and his entourage.
Well, the interesting thing, Prince Abibu, is that the building codes in Manhattan will allow us... Michael.
Sorry, I'm late, sir. Some moron in a red Lamborghini parked in my spot, so...
Prince Abibu, drive red Lamborghini.
Blue Ferrari.
Is this one of your partners?
Actually, Michael is just an associate, but he is one of our brightest young architects.
Thank you.
Would you like to walk His Majesty through our design concept, Michael?
With pleasure. Prince Habibu.
Habibu. Prince Habibu.
Habibu, I thought I said that.
When Mr. Amer explained to me the type of man you are, a visionary who prides himself on originality, said to myself, let's smash the mold and redefine elegance. So I present to you your restaurant.
Where is bar?
Bar is, here's the bar. Now the waterfall.
Make bar longer.
Okay. We could cut into the atrium a little bit.
No atrium. Just make bar longer for Prince Habibu.
One of the entourage scratches the prince's ear.
Still itchy?
You got it. And put big drain in floor for a t-shirt contest.
Nah, you're kidding me, right?
Boop, water's gotta go someplace, Michael. Let's just take out the atrium and run with that, and there's your drain.
God.
I love it. It is simply awesome.
Yeah. Basically, you want me to design you an Arabian hoochie house?
How dare you compare Prince Habibu's Bikini Hut restaurant to this hoochie house?
This idea's got nothing to do with hoochies.
I make no disrespect, Prince Hubba Hubba.
Hubba Bubba.
Habibu! Habibu! Hubba Bubba is chewing gum. Prince Habibu's not chewing gum.
Prince Habibu, I will make this happen.
In reception.
John Amer's
office. I hope that atrium idea didn't take too long to configure, Michael.
Oh, there'll be other Junes in my life, sir.
See that parking garage over there on 56?
Yeah.
Watsuhita wants to knock it down and build a luxury hotel.
You got the commission?
Not yet. I just need someone to come up with a design proposal. Intrigued?
Hell yes. I'm 4th of July with the kids this week, and right when I get back, I'm all over it.
Great. Have a great 4th of July with the kids. I'll put Schwarzer on it.
No, absolutely not. I can't just wait 3 days?
Michael, these guys are Japanese. They can't wait for their fish to cook.
I guess I can talk to my wife.
Great. See you later for drinks at happy hour with Prince Abu Dhabi.
Okay. My son has a swim meet tonight that I have to get to. Nah, I'm just messing with you. We're good.
Cheering their children on, parents crowd around an outdoor pool divided into racing lanes. Michael gets there as the race is finishing. He runs to the end of one of the lanes.
That's my boy! That's my boy! Kid, you were great!
You're not my dad.
As far as you know.
What?
I was just joking.
Is it really my dad?
Donna and Michael's parents cheer Ben home.
Yes, you did it!
Honey, you were so great!
Whoa, what are you, half a dolphin or something? That was incredible!
You just got here, Dad. I saw you.
I saw you. You jumped in over there, you swam to here.
Then what stroke was he doing, Dad?
He was doing the shut up.
Hey, good thing is Daddy was here to see you finish.
He didn't see me finish. He was hanging out with Pink Boo for some reason.
Yeah, what was that about, huh? The kid was drowning. I'm gonna let him drown.
Here he goes drowning in my pool. How you doing? Bill Hurley, Ben's swim coach. You must be Dad.
Michael, speed up. Michael Newman, sorry.
Big Ben, that was great progress out there, huh? Just remember, right arm out, head turns left. Left arm out?
Head turns right. I know. I just forgot at the end.
Well, that's all right. You mastered that. With your power, people are going to think you're half a dolphin out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Ben hugs Bill, his swimming coach.
Hello? Mr. Amer.
Later, during fireworks and a picnic, Michael paces and eats ice cream as he talks on his mobile. Ben wolfs down a bowl of ice cream.
Ben, honey, slow down. It's not a race.
It's the second one in 5 minutes.
He keeps eating more and more. He's like a machine. He can't still be hungry.
He's not. He's just doing whatever Michael's doing. It's driving me crazy.
Well, everything Michael's been doing lately is very unhealthy for him. He's gonna kill himself.
Like a signature building we're talking about.
Some boys set off a firecracker by a fence. Michael looks over.
Scared the crap out of me.
Dad, how much longer are you going to live?
1 minute.
1 minute?
Oh, no, honey. Don't worry, I'm not dying. I'm going to live for 200 years. Is that long enough for you and me?
Promise.
I promise, swear. Come here.
Son of a bitch! Hey! There are families here! Show some respect, you pieces of shit!
Go home and watch VH1, old man.
Yeah. Don't light another damn one! Huh?
Benjamin, what am I holding?
A quarter.
Now, Grandma does not let me eat ice cream because of my diabetes. trip. But she says nothing, however, about a tasty quarter. Okay.
Grandpa seems to bite a piece of coin.
All right, very quickly, please, count to three, because it tastes terrible.
One, two, three.
The coin becomes whole.
Are you shitting me?
First he's eating like his father, now you're talking like him?
Ben.
Don't you ever say that again.
Sorry, Grandma.
How do you do that, Grandpa?
A good magician never reveals his secrets. Your daddy has wanted to know how I've done that trick since he was your age.
Isn't that true, son?
Hey, Michael, who are you talking to?
Jesus, I'm talking to my boss, Ma. Take it easy.
Oh, yeah? Well, tell him to get a life. You got family here. You're busy. Come on.
My mother says hello.
Oh, he's such a big boy, isn't he, on his big cell phone?
Big
boy. All right, good to see you. Yeah, that's it. Get some sleep. Thank you, Mr. Avery. All right, good night.
You done? Can we relax now?
Sorry.
Even, Grandpa!
Michael runs on the yokes.
Oh, shit!
Now you better run!
He boots the fence.
I kicked your father's ass in high school, and now I'm gonna kick yours!
I hate that man!
Okay, good night, you two cowboys!
Reach for the sky, Pocahontas!
No, back to bed, come on. Pocahontas is off duty.
Donna, dressed as a squaw, comes downstairs. Michael slots in a video.
You getting sick, Sheriff?
I don't got time to be sick, so no. I watched this documentary on Asian architecture.
Well, you gotta get somewhere sometime, sweetheart.
Hmm.
Besides, all the woodland creatures will laugh at you if you collapse trying to put up the tent this weekend.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you. We had to postpone the camping trip. Amor put me on a project that it's due Tuesday. If I don't finish the designs, I'm off it, so.
But the kids have been talking about camping with you all year.
You think I don't know that? It's just every choice I make, everything I do, I disappoint somebody.
So maybe make sure you don't keep disappointing the wrong people.
Donna, I'm not out drinking or gambling or hitting on chicks. I'm working my ass off so my family can have a better life than I ever dreamed of having when I was a kid. The only way for that to happen is for me to watch the stinking show. So relax, hon.
He clicks the remote. A toy helicopter flies into him.
Are you kidding me? Will you give me a break one time? Damn it! The O'Doyle's got a stinking universal remote control. We're gonna have one too. I'm sick of this.
He goes. The ceiling fan comes on.
You want me to open the garage for you?
Yeah!
Michael, in a brown jacket over pale chinos, drives through the dark streets towards a suburban shopping area, stuffing French fries into his mouth. Best Buy, the electronics store, is closed.
What?
So is Staples.
Well. Open.
Bed Bath & Beyond it is.
He goes into the huge Bed Bath & Beyond store and comes over to an assistant folding towels.
Hey, man. You guys got any universal remote controls in there?
For a shower curtain or a bath mat?
For a television.
I don't think so. Maybe for a blanket?
You got a remote for a blanket?
I'm sorry, dude. I don't even work here. I'm just waiting for my friend.
You kidding me?
Actually, yes. I don't have any friends. Will you be my friend?
Michael Whoa. Raises his fist and moves on.
Wow, man!
Michael reads the store indicators above his head.
Bed. Bed. Bath. Bath. Bed.
He collapses on a display bed.
So tired of my life.
He rolls over and peers down an aisle.
Beyond?
At the end of the store is a door with a blue sign above it saying, Beyond. Michael goes towards it. He finds himself in a dark corridor. At the end of the corridor, sparks fly from a workbench cluttered with electrical odds and ends. A tall man with unruly curly hair, magnifying spectacles, bow tie and blue overalls sings as he repairs something.
Be anything. Darling, be mine. Sorry to sneak up on you. Just, you guys got a universal remote control back here?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, that's probably me.
You know, fast food shortens your life.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but the way my life's been going lately, that ain't such a bad thing.
You're looking for a universal remote control?
Yeah. Just one device to do it all for me. Make my life a little easier, quicker, not so damn complicated.
I'm not supposed to do this, but you seem like a good guy.
Hey, somebody noticed. Thank you.
I'm gonna show you a remote we just got in. That's probably the most advanced piece of technology we have in this place.
Sounds sweet.
It is sweet. The latest, greatest universal remote, not even on the market yet.
Ooh, I guess the O'Doyle's remote can bite my advanced technological ass then.
I don't know the O'Doyle's, but they can bite it hard.
Yeah.
Come in the back with me.
Yeah. This is very nice of you. What's your name, anyways?
Call me Morty.
Morty, I'm Michael Newman.
Michael Newman.
Morty unlocks a heavy door.
What about the rocky old world?
Okay.
The door, as it closes behind him, has a sign saying, Way Beyond. Lights come on, revealing an endless warehouse of boxes stacked on metal shelves.
I gotta be honest with you, this place looks bigger from the outside.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Oh. Hey.
Morty goes down an aisle towards a huge metal cabinet labeled, Really New Stuff, and slides back its triple doors. Michael peers at the shelves. Only one shelf has anything on it.
I think maybe they're in the middle.
Morty points, chatting to himself absent-mindedly, and pulls up a small set of metal steps. He reaches up to the shelf.
Sneaky.
Where's the box? Does it come with directions?
Not necessary. Just point, click. Eventually, it will program itself.
How much is this thing? Because I ain't exactly Thurston Howell, you know?
Lucky for you, it's not in the barcode system yet, so I'm going to have to just give it to you.
Whoa, what's the catch here, man? You want me to take my shirt off for you or something? Because I don't play for that team.
Hey, get out of here.
Why are you doing this, then?
Because good guys need a break every once in a while. Enjoy.
Morty hands Michael the blue shoehorn-like remote.
Uh-huh. Only one thing you need to know. Uh-huh. This item is not returnable.
Why would I want to return something I got for free?
Michael comes home and gulps down some cough mixture.
Oh, Twinkie, you don't need it. You don't need it, man. You do need a yodel, though. Okay, good job. Let's see what you got, mate.
He sits in front of his TV, clicks the blue remote, and starts to unwrap a chocolate biscuit.
Welcome to Architecture.
Look at me turning my own TV on. I'm a freaking whiz kid.
Donna comes up behind him.
So I talked to the kids.
Oh, yeah?
They're being very understanding about not going camping this weekend.
Great.
Told them they could have a sleepover instead.
That's a great idea. Thank you. Thanks for being so cool about this, too.
Yeah, can I ask you something?
Yes.
I mean, after you do all this work and become a big player at your company,
mm-hmm.
Do you really think you're going to have any more time for us, or are things just going to get even more out of control?
Wait, Will. When I get to that place and become a boss, a millionaire, a big shot, the first thing I'm gonna do is hire a bunch of idiots just like me to do all my work. So then you, me, and the kids can do whatever the hell we want. You just gotta give me some time.
Donna stands frozen like a statue.
Don't give me that look. I'm just saying, give me some support. All right, I love you. Go to sleep.
Donna goes.
Just think about it, Michael.
Absolutely.
And stop with the yodels, or you're gonna wake up 400 pounds one day.
Okay.
It's 2:32 a.m. and Michael is using a slide rule.
Hey, keep it down, dude. Everybody's sleeping. You gotta poop again? Why don't you do the humpy pumpy on the duck, okay? You just hold it in for 5 minutes and keep the freaking volume down!
He clicks the remote and stares gobsmacked. Sundance is barking silently. Michael gapes at the remote that shows one bar on the volume control. Michael watches the dog, then presses the volume control again. He sets down the remote and his eyes shift from side to side.
I guess when you combine mass quantities of cough syrup with yodels, you get acid.
Putting on some lights, he comes out into the backyard. He studies the remote in his hand. Sundown sniffs.
Hey, you said you gotta go. Go already, man.
The dog crosses the yard and sniffs at another juicy spot. Michael yawns impatiently.
Sniffy long droppings, today!
Michael purses his lips, looks at the remote, and gingerly points it at Sundance. At high speed, the dog crisscrosses the yard, finds a spot. It races back into the house past Michael and starts to hump the fluffy duck like a demented rabbit. Michael points the remote, Sundance flops off the duck to the floor. Michael sprints upstairs.
Holy motherfucker!
A busty blonde pours milk over cereal.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. In the short run, plastic surgery is a hassle. But 6 months later, I'm gonna have a face and a body that's gonna get me to places where I wanna be. Oh, my mother? Typical, you know, she says,
oh, this procedure is too risky.
God, if Samantha wanted her cheekbones shaved down, I think I'd freak out too.
I know, but I just think, you know, they're too Slavic. You should get some work done. And then maybe Michael will want to hang out with you too. Ugh.
Michael comes into the kitchen.
Morning, Michael. You're looking very crappy today.
Morning, Janine. You're looking very Slavic.
Janine touches her cheekbones.
You're just jealous. Because Don and I are going to the gym, and all the guys are going to be hitting on us.
Oh, Michael knows he's my one and only.
Forever and ever, babe.
Oh, my God. I want that so bad. A husband that I can kiss and love and give juice to.
You've already cheated on 3 different husbands with their brothers. I think you've given enough juice to everybody.
Donna giggles.
Love juice.
You know way too much about me. I should never have done that Montel Williams show.
Even Montel Williams thinks you're crazy, and he's seen a lot of shit.
I was desperate for companionship. All of my husbands, all of them have emotionally abandoned me.
They went to work. You had sex with their unemployed brothers. You're a horn dog.
Michael.
What?
Okay, sweetie.
No, no. I have had self-esteem issues since I was a kid. I had a rabbit named Peppa. And that rabbit abandoned me, too. You said the rabbit did, even the rabbit.
Michael clicks the mute button on the remote. He clicks again.
Don't look at me! What's going on me?
He clicks picture in picture. A baseball game appears over the kitchen drama.
A deep drive. Oh my, it's out of here. A 2-run shot.
Michael's jaw drops. Donna looks at him reproachfully.
I'm sorry, what was that?
She has so many problems. Why do you have to be so mean?
I don't know. Hello. I gotta go.
Pretty dark-haired Donna looks annoyed. Outside.
Yeah, good robo dog. And he can bark in over 6 different languages.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's much cooler than your stupid human dog.
Hey, Dad, see Kevin's new robot dog?
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice? This thing is worth more than your car.
Michael drives over.
Not anymore, it ain't.
Robo dog!
Morty is tuning.
Hey, okay. This is some sort of reality show. Are you the host, Morty? Where are the cameras? Got everybody in on it, huh? Sundance did very well also.
Michael spots a camera.
Oh, all right, America. Have your laugh. I'm an idiot. Donna, I'm gonna get you. Fast forward.
Nobody's laughing at you, Michael. You wanted a universal remote control. That remote controls your universe.
Yeah, but what controls my dance skills?
We got the funk!
You gotta have that funk. Woo! We got the funk, yeah.
Morty puts down some moves.
Oh, Morty likes it too.
Michael, just hit menu.
On the remote?
No, the menu at the Red Lobster. Yes, on the remote.
Michael clicks menu. Morty's lab disappears. Whoa. They're standing in cyberspace. Michael ducks as the main menu whizzes past him.
Come on, Michael,
go! What have I got?
2, 3.
God, Sheriff's kicking in again.
His life pops up in a series of windows.
What is this?
All right, I love you, Michael.
Your life menu. My life as a commentary? It's chock full of goodies. Click it. Click it.
Michael points the remote at the world's main menu.
This is last Tuesday.
Michael was eagerly awaiting the arrival of his lunch order.
Who's that, James Earl Jones?
James Earl does a lot of voiceover work.
But his anticipation quickly turned to dismay as he realized Alice had brought him a cheeseburger instead of a hamburger as he requested.
Cheeseburger? I said a hamburger.
She always does this to me.
Michael considered demanding that Alice scrape the cheese off, but decided not to, fearing that Alice may spit in or otherwise defile the burger in some manner. A wise decision, for that was exactly what Alice was planning to do. Ha ha ha!
Are you kidding me?
Sneaky.
My God.
He clicks again. The scene changes back to blue cyberspace.
What else we got here? Making up.
It's Craig.
He clicks.
Hey, psychedelic, where are we?
They're in a bedroom and a blanket is riding.
Yeah, is this a porno or something?
Oh, damn. Oh, Teddy.
Is that my parents?
They're making you. Like bunny rabbits.
That's the spot.
Start by Heidi.
Change the channel. How you do this?
Michael clicks and everything goes black.
I can't see. What happened? The floor is so mushy and slippery. Feels good on my feet.
Check it out. You hit the fast forward button. I believe we're sometime after your conception.
Okay, very good, Mrs. Newman.
No! We're in my mother's vagina!
Push. It's a girl.
It's a girl!
Oh, it's a girl. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that.
Wait a minute.
What?
I'm sorry. It might be a boy.
What do you mean, might be? What is that?
Maybe that's a penis.
Maybe that's a penis. That's a penis. That's my penis.
Can I see that? Can you bring that a little closer?
See? That's a tiny schmeckle.
Yeah?
We have a boy.
We have a boy.
Your mother must have some superpower eyesight, because I didn't see anything.
Oh, hardy, har, har. Let's get out of here.
Michael clicks.
So if you think about it, I can re-experience any part of my life I want to. It's amazing.
Morty is frozen like a statue.
What happened? Oh, God, what did I do? Hello? How do I get you back here, pal? Gotcha. I'm not freaked out enough.
It's simple. Think of a time and a place, hit rewind, and you're there.
Morty puts his fingers to his temples. Michael closes his eyes and clicks the remote. They're at a lakeside summer camp.
Oh, my God. Lake Winnipesaukee.
That's me in the jet shirt.
Go, little me, go!
A slim, dark-haired boy dives and saves a boy.
Oh, yeah!
Good hands, nice hands.
Thank you.
Michael, dinner's almost ready. Invite your friends if you want to.
So, any of you want to come by my tent for some supper?
Or we could eat at my family's Winnebago and watch Three's Company.
Yeah!
All the kids run off towards a cluster of mobile homes.
That's humiliating.
Young Michael sits down to dinner.
Mom, why can't we camp in an RV like every other family?
Oh, come on. You call that camping? How can you get close to nature in a tin can like that? Plus, it's more fun to have to keep each other warm at night.
Don't you know it.
Yeah.
Michael the boy and Michael the man both pull a face and shake their heads at the smooching parents.
No cupcakes yet,
but I'm starving.
I agree with you, Michael. You know how hungry I am? I am so hungry, I could eat this.
Ah, this is where the quarter trick started.
Michael's dad bites on a coin. And then makes it whole.
How the heck did he do that?
Oh, it's a trick coin you buy at a magic shop. Just couldn't let him know I knew that.
That's sweet. Now, I gotta get back to work, so hit play.
Michael clicks, the flashback goes.
Whoa.
They're back in Morty's workshop.
It's a very powerful device. Use it with caution.
Okay.
Michael bites into a baguette.
Who are you?
You know who I am.
Morty?
If you have any questions, call me.
With a remote in one hand and baguette in the other, Michael studies Morty's card. In Manhattan, his boss, John, sits between two leggy lovelies.
No, Linda, I think Stacy gets the most beautiful feet award.
You wanted to see me?
Michael, look, I'm heading out to the Hamptons in a couple of minutes, and I'm counting on you. This hotel project, it's a big fish. You reel it in for me, and it's, howdy, partner.
Ooh.
The girls salute.
Okay, thank you.
Screw it up, though, and it's back to the mailroom, Atrium boy.
Mr. Reamer, Denise just called. She's got to go to rehab again, so she can't make it to the Hamptons.
I'm going to be alone on the 4th of July?
Mr. Reamer, if you need female companionship this weekend, my wife's friend Janine. Wow.
Really? What's she like?
Let's just say, she will eat you up, sir.
John grins lecherously. Alice.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is kind of important.
Okay.
Michael reads her note.
Go to the bathroom.
Okay. A little later in bright sunshine, Michael arrives home. Ben and Kevin are pitching some balls on the front lawn.
Dude, you suck so bad.
Do not. Hey, Dad.
How you doing, buddy? Playing some catch?
Actually, we're playing some drop. Because Ben hasn't caught one yet.
Darn it!
Michael clicks, the boys freeze. He strolls up behind Kevin and lowers his catching hand in the face of Ben's next throw. Michael clicks.
Ah!
Ben's ball whacks Kevin in the face.
You're a regular Derek Jeter yourself, O'Doyle. Love you, kid.
Love you too, Dad.
Mommy!
No, I know. Well, I thought she should have been voted off. But did you see her Kate Spade handbag? It was gorgeous. Oh, wait, hold on a second, Trudy. I gotta say hi to your son. I told your parents they should come to dinner.
Really? That sounds good.
I thought it'd be fun for them to be here for the sleepover.
Michael Myers putting a gun to his head.
Okay, so great. Yeah, we'll see you guys later. Okay, bye-bye. It's not gonna kill you to eat dinner with your family, sweetie.
I know, I just gotta build an entire model tonight.
Samantha and her posse of friends scamper past with water cannons.
Go say hi to Daddy. Go on.
They spray Michael.
I can't take a whole night of this. And I'm not going to.
He clicks the chapter forward button. Donna and the kids disappear. Michael's jaw drops in amazement.
Cool. I can skip chapters.
He sees his parents arrive and later have dinner, all frozen in time.
Ah, what a family. All right, let's get dinner over with. Next.
He clicks forward.
Next.
And again.
Everyone's done but you, buddy. Let's go.
The dog and duck are poised for action.
Will you stop already? Oh, boy, Dad's quarter turn. I can't wait not to see him.
Alone in my basement at last. Should I do my work and become partner now? I think so.
Get to.
Grinning, he starts to work on his model.
Michael!
Yo!
We don't want to interrupt. We're taking off. Thanks for a great night.
You had a fun time hanging out with me? That was, we did good, right?
Good night, honey.
Love ya. My schmeckle got bigger now that I'm older, just so you guys know that.
It couldn't have gotten any smaller.
Yeah. It looked like a little tic-tac.
Yeah. Come here, I'll freshen your breath.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Good night, sweetie.
Michael's parents pass Donna coming down with the laundry basket.
Great dinner, honey.
See? Is that so bad?
You kidding me? I had fun.
Good for you.
Can you watch the gang for 10 minutes while I clean up?
Can't you? I got so much stuff to do here.
Oh, you got stuff to do. I got ghost stories, charades, the dishes, and then I gotta sew the duck's head back on for Sundance and fix his butthole.
Way to go, champ. I wish I had time to do all that stuff.
Oh, give me a break, Michael. You're a big boy. You set your own priorities. You asked me for 10 minutes. I'm not asking for like a whole day. You don't have to do that much. Mm-hmm. How big a deal is that? I am so tired of having this argument.
Michael clicks and Donna and Sundance whiz upstairs. Later, he peers through the bedroom door.
I skipped the whole fight.
Yeah. Babe?
Donna sits up.
I can't sleep.
You can't?
I feel bad that we keep arguing.
No, don't be upset, okay? I was a jerk.
Mm-hmm. You are a jerk.
I love you.
Yes,
that smells good. Hey. Mm-hmm. Sleep over and
catch us.
They ain't gonna hear us. Come on.
Okay, quietly. Try and coax me into it.
I gotta get back to work. Can't we just do it?
No, we can't just do it, honey. Come on.
I mean, I don't have any new moves for you. It's the same stuff. Just think of last time and use that.
I like the old moves. Come on.
All right.
This time you can be Sundance and I'll be the duck.
Yeah?
But you gotta massage me first.
Great. I love giving massages.
He pulls a face.
Massaging away here.
The clock reads 1:40 a.m.
That feels good. Oh, yeah.
With a gleam in his eye, he clicks. In silhouette, he speed massages Donna and humps like Sundance and the rabbit. It's 1:43. They're lying on their backs, naked under the covers, Michael breathing heavily.
We did it?
Well, you did.
I didn't want the whole thing to go that fast.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah, I'll get you next time.
Thanks.
Donna rolls over.
So we go for tomorrow?
What are you talking about?
At dinner. You said we could go to lunch tomorrow and pick out your dad's birthday gift.
Dad's gift is... Of course, I said so, I'll be there.
Okay.
Need another massage or anything?
Oh, go away.
Okay, yeah, I gotta go work. Hey, Morty, it's Michael Newman. Yeah, can I talk to you for a minute? Hang on for a second, someone's at my door.
Michael, with Morty's calling card in his hand, goes to the door.
Hello, Michael.
Shh. Where'd you come from?
You don't want to know.
Can we take a walk?
Sure.
They walk along a deserted street.
Simple.
Uh-huh.
You must have been on autopilot.
Autopilot?
That's what happens to you when you fast forward.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Here.
The remote rewinds to the dinner table with Michael munching spaghetti.
See, that's you, on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
The lights are on, but nobody's home.
Mm.
The remote lets your mind skip around, but your body actually stays put for all the boring stuff.
Honey, we should go to lunch tomorrow.
Sounds good. So she did tell me. I'm having conversations on autopilot then.
You're not gonna be the life of the party, but yes. Everyone goes on autopilot now and then. The big difference is now you've got a nifty remote to help you decide when.
You know, this thing's the best.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
Your wife,
yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous.
She is, isn't she?
Perfect face. Tight, rockin' body.
You okay?
Amazing.
What is?
She fell for a schlub like you.
I'm a schlub?
Mm.
I don't know about that, pal. I see a good-looking man right there.
Stuffing his face.
You want to see what a stud I used to be?
Sure.
Yeah? All right, let's take a look at some of the girls I used to fool around with before I met Donna.
He clicks the remote and a podgy middle-aged woman smiles coyly down at the men.
Ooh.
Dressed in old-fashioned pink and sporting long hair, her name is Chris.
Is that a man or a woman?
A woman.
Next comes busty big nose Tamara with hairy armpits.
What is this, Animal Planet? Stop.
Yes.
Michael clicks back to now.
Sometimes it's better to keep certain memories just in your head.
So I've learned, Morty. Good night, thank you.
Good night, Michael.
Morty walks off down the street with Michael coughing behind him.
Get sick, man. Fast forward me till I'm better.
He clicks himself into next morning.
Michael, honey, wake up. You'll be late for work.
What? It's Monday already?
He sits up in bed and yawns.
Huh?
He tests each nostril.
Are you kidding me? No more phlegm? I skipped an entire cold? Thanks to you, baby. I love you. No more Tylenol. I don't remember doing any work this weekend.
He jumps off the bed and finds a design folder.
But apparently I did.
Bad news, sweetie. There's no hot water.
What? I gotta take a shower.
Well, you're gonna freeze your bum buds off.
It's all good.
He clicks and he's in the shower, then speed dressing and about to bite on a cupcake at breakfast.
Yes! Look at me! All showered and dressed and looking sexy. I like that.
Samantha.
Did you smoke crack, Daddy?
Just watch your tunes and have a great day with your mommy today, okay? Eating cupcakes like your old man.
Right here, baby.
Dad?
Yes, sir.
Are you gonna have to work late again tonight?
Unfortunately, yes.
Is there anything we can do to help?
Well, I'm gonna be partner soon, and I'm gonna need a lot of new building designs, so if you guys have any cool ideas, why don't you draw them up for me?
Okay.
Rock and roll.
I get the paper. I got the crayons.
Michael's in a traffic jam with cars going nowhere and a traffic cop putting up his hand to say stop.
Would you stop talking and fix the sewer?
Everyone's watching.
A shaven-headed black dude in a red convertible draws up alongside, shaking his shoulders, grinning from ear to ear, looking at Michael as he sings. Michael clicks the mute button. The dude goes on jiggling, no longer annoying, but looking mildly insane.
You're on it now! Yeah! Traffic. No more traffic.
Michael clicks and he zooms down an empty street, slowing down for a moment to catch the pneumatic bounce of a female jogger's bosom, and then across town, whizzing to a stop at his parking place.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby! Woo!
He checks his reflection in the mirror.
Ooh. You look a little pale there, pal. Let me fix that.
His complexion goes yellow.
Oh, look at you now. You're all yellow from the scurvy. Captain.
Now he's green.
Don't get the Hulk angry. You won't like him when he's angry.
He's now an even deeper green. Now he's purple.
Oh, there's Barney. I love you, you love me. That jogger had giant boobies. Okay, let's get you that tan you've been searching for. That's it.
Check out Julio Iglesias.
Mwah, pretty.
John and his staff file into a meeting room and take their seats.
Looking good, Mr. Newman.
Really? Thank you very much, Judy.
John hurries up to Michael.
Finish?
Did I finish? I believe I finished. Let's see here. Look at that.
Very impressive, Michael.
Yeah, the river in the lobby. Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty good, man.
Where'd you find the time to get a tan?
I guess I can do it all, sir.
You can do it all.
John to his staff.
All right, everybody. It's sexual harassment speech day. Now, anyone can be a victim of sexual harassment. Blue collar, white collar, a woman, a man, even the office slut. No, not that I'm mentioning any names. Stacy.
Brunette Stacy smirks. The sexy blonde next to her simpers.
Here we go. Sexual harassment can come in many forms.
Michael clicks,
you see,
and John blows out.
Hilarious to some. Could be offensive to others. Let me try to give you a real-life example, because I'm sure I've done it. Like the day I said...
You want a promotion? Break out the lotion. I was technically engaged in sexual harassment. Hilarious sexual harassment, if you ask me.
He looks like a porky midget. Michael stifles his laughter and clicks normal.
Now, there is also homosexual harassment. Now, this is like when... one dude comes up to another and says something cheeky. No, this will be good. What you do in the private...
En sus propios dormitorios o en algún baño público. A mí no me importa.
Oigan esto.
¿Problema, Miguel?
No, proceda. Usted realmente es el profesor fabuloso. Oh, ¿ahora qué estoy haciendo?
Pues, ¿qué?
Nada. Yo...
Proceed.
That night at a rooftop Japanese restaurant, Michael and John are entertaining their clients under the unseeing eye of a huge green Buddha.
I don't know about you Americans, but to me, there is no doubt. Ichiro is the greatest of all time.
Incredible. You gotta admit, you can always count on Matsui.
Oh, Matsui.
Well, if you guys love Ichiro and Matsui so much, let's order them both.
Three Japanese scowl.
I'll eat anything.
Excuse us for a moment.
Absolutely, Mr. Watsy.
See you guys in a bit. Ichiro and Matsue are baseball players. You just insulted their national heroes.
I'm going to the bathroom to slip my wrists.
I'll be here.
John gets to his feet. Michael directs his gaze at the dark-suited businessman standing in the circle. With a cunning smile, Michael clicks the volume button. And then the English button.
These morons are so boring, they make me want to take a sword and chop my own dick off.
And that hotel design? I'd like to rip it up. I think that egghead watched a bad documentary on Asian architecture.
Who needs a stupid river in the lobby? Let's build more rooms and maximize profits.
Get as fast as you can. Then we can get out of here and do jello shots at America's greatest cultural achievement. TGI Fridays!
TGI Fridays!
Michael pockets the remote as the silver-haired chairman and his team come back.
All right, Michael. Save us. Come on over, baby.
The chairman sits at the head of the table.
Before we order, I was looking at our proposal. You know what? After getting to know you a little bit, I realize this is not what you're all about. In fact, let's just throw it out, all right? Start from scratch. A river in the lobby idea, what an egghead move. Let's just keep all the plan simple, forget all the niceties, and maximize our revenue. That's what it's all about anyways, the profits. But do me a favor, just give us your account and your trust. That way we can get the hell out of this dump, go to a TGI Fridays, do some jello shots till this guy pukes up a lung.
One ancient-looking man grins.
Fuck yeah!
That's what I'm talking about.
Two of them chest bump each other. John gapes weakly. Later, Michael comes home.
Yes, yes, yes. The king is home. Hello, hello.
Well, baby, what I couldn't do.
How can you goon sleep when you know I got your presents?
Dad, what is it?
What is it? Well, if you bring your tushies downstairs, we'll find out.
What's it doing? I'm coming. I'm coming.
Honey, get your sweet little buns downstairs, too. Come on, come on.
He stands at the bottom of the stairs with two brand new kiddie bikes.
Come and get them.
His children thunder downstairs.
You cost $1 million.
That's chump change now. You guys deserve the best, and that's what you're going to get from now on, okay? Well, look who's here.
Hey, you guys want to ride these bikes?
Yeah!
Let's take them outside. Wake the old door up. Let them see what you got.
The kids ride their new bikes past Kevin's window.
Whoa, these are the coolest bikes in the whole town. Kevin O'Doyle's gonna shit himself.
Don't think I forgot my beautiful wife. Huh? Gosh. Not a bike or a cowboy hat, but you're gonna like this, I hope.
A bag.
Oh, Michael, it's
beautiful. Yeah, I heard you talking to my mother.
I love it.
You look good, baby. I got myself a celebratory cigar, too. Why not?
What are we celebrating?
What are we celebrating? We're healthy. We got a great family. I'm Amor's newest partner.
Oh my God, you're kidding me!
Donna leaps into Michael's arms.
I knew you'd be psyched. I love it. I love you.
I single-handedly landed the Watsahita account.
Oh, that's incredible. I knew it was going to be a great day today. I heard our song on the radio this morning.
We have a song?
Honey, the song that was playing during our first kiss.
Oh.
Come on, you're kidding me, right?
I know our song. Our song? Of course I know our song. Our song is... What the hell was that song?
He's in a bar.
I remember this place. And, oh my God. Wolverine's goofy cousin.
But look at you. Wow. You're out of his league, aren't you?
Bearded and hairy, Michael passes Donna a note.
Oh yeah, the notes. Smooth, buddy.
Her answer to his question, first kiss time, is, will you still love me in the morning?
Oh, look at her.
Donna passes younger Michael her note.
What's gonna happen? You got an answer to that? Okay. Seal the deal, pal. Yeah.
Young Michael hands the beautiful Donna his reply written on a paper napkin. Forever and ever, babe. She smiles in delight.
All she's thinking about is I am not kissing that beard. Absolutely not. That's going to hurt me. Wait a minute.
Donna's almond-shaped eyes look directly at Michael, and they both nod.
Yeah, Newman. Get it.
The couple kiss.
Yeah.
You know I'm such a fool for you.
Donna! Donna! Oh, my God!
Janine.
I'm so horny now.
Oh, God, I'm not. Get me out of here.
Back to now.
Linger by the Cranberries was playing during our first juicy kiss. And my God, you look beautiful in that pink sweater you're wearing.
Honey, you remember what I was wearing?
Of course. I remember what Janine was wearing. She scared the shit out of me then. Huh?
I love you too, honey.
Yeah.
He kisses the remote. Manhattan in bright sunshine. Next morning, Michael going into John's office is greeted by sexy lady girls.
I'm gonna live till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry.
That is way more. I'm gonna take the town,
turn it upside down. Hey, my new star. Congratulations. Sit down, big guy.
All right. Well, I am a little tired. The family was up late last night celebrating.
Oh, you really knocked one out of the park last night, didn't you?
Hey, you were great, too.
All you gotta do now is draw up the construction plans if Watsuhita commits to the major bulk of the funds. Looking at my new partner.
Michael's face falls.
I thought I was already your partner.
Whoa, cowboy. I said land the Watsuhita account, you'll get promoted. I didn't mean right this second.
But I already told my wife, sir. I spent money I don't have. To do these documents, it's gonna take me months.
And you better get started.
John's cold grin freezes, and Michael whacks him in the face.
Wow, I just got a big headache. Wow, what, I was hit by a train or something?
I didn't see anything.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I hung out with your friend Janine this weekend.
I hope she's doing your brother right now, you big-headed buffoon.
Michael steps up onto John's desk and sticks his backside into frozen John's face.
No, 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 no. You got more. Yeah.
He jumps down.
Anyway, the sooner you get back to work, the sooner you'll be partnerized. I taste shit.
You do?
Stacy, did you put shit in my lunch?
I'm gonna get going now, sir.
Oh, Stacy!
Michael pulls into the car park of Bed Bath & Beyond with an electric storm raging.
Have you considered the consequences of the thing you're thinking about doing?
Yeah. What are you saying? I shouldn't do it?
It's your life. What you do with the remote is your decision, Michael.
I know. So, I mean, we're talking a couple of months here. I fast forward through it, what am I gonna miss? 30 arguments and a haircut?
Remember the leprechaun?
Huh?
The one from the cereal ad.
They're magically delicious, that guy.
Right. He's always chasing the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but when he gets there, at the end of the day, it's just cornflakes.
Michael nods carefully.
Huh?
Mike.
Yes.
You don't understand the metaphor?
I won't do it, all right?
The storm rages on as Michael sits at his drawing board in the basement of his house. He throws down his marker in irritation and sweeps the drawing.
Dad?
Yeah?
We have some designs for you.
That's not a good time, man.
Maybe they'll help you finish quicker.
All right, you want me to look at it? Let me see.
He takes Ben's drawing.
Ceiling's too high, the hallway's too narrow. Stairway placement makes no sense at all. What the hell's this room made of?
Pizza.
Well, it's stupid. Next, what is yours made of?
Pickles!
She runs off.
Oh, don't be a baby.
Michael, have you lost your mind? He's 7 years old. If he wants a playroom made of pizza, then why not?
Maybe he's got to grow up sometime and get the hell off Fantasy Island.
Hey, pizza boy. Life ain't about being creative. It's about kissing ass, playing it safe, making your boss a lot of money in hopes one day he might throw you a stinking bone. All right?
Yes, sir.
Amor didn't make your partner today.
Michael shakes his head.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. But we'll get through this, okay? I promise.
Jeez, man, that's all we ever do is get through it. When is it gonna end?
He sweeps out past Donna. In his Led Zeppelin t-shirt and smoking his celebratory cigar, Michael contemplates a brand new mobile home parked next door. Kevin comes up on rollerblades.
Pretty sweet, eh? Two queen beds, full kitchen, steam shower, and satellite TV with surround sound.
Why are you always trying to hurt me? One day I'm gonna hurt you back.
Michael Newman, I didn't know you smoked cigars.
And now's the time.
No, Kathy, this isn't mine. I took it out of Kevin's hands. Yeah, he was smoking like a chimney.
No, I wasn't.
I think I smell marijuana in it.
Kevin O'Doyle, you get your ass in this house right now.
I hate you.
Are you deaf? Move it. I don't want to have gas from again.
Dope is for dopes, buddy.
Get your ass in this house.
Michael comes back inside.
Unfortunately, there was a mix-up at Daddy's work, and we just need to bring the bikes back for now.
But I already told Kevin O'Doyle I got a new bike.
Well, we can paint my old bike and make it look new.
That's a girl's bike. All the kids make fun of me. No.
His eyes welling up, Michael spots the remote across the room.
Can't take this anymore. Fast forward me to my promotion.
He fast forwards and finds himself in a dark work suit, his tie loosened and looking weary.
So here's the Michael Newman, the greatest partner I could ever dream of.
Here!
Thank you. Thank you, guys. My family thanks you. I'm gonna do the best I can, and I won't let you down. I promise.
Yeah! John and the staff raise their glasses of champagne.
Congratulations. This is great. Thank you.
How's it feel, killer?
Feels incredible, sir.
You earned it. I'm telling you. Not just because of that Watsuhito project either, but for helping me pick up the slack now that I'm spending time with my special lady.
Hey, Dinky.
Janine.
Are you kidding me? You guys have been dating a couple of months now? That's pretty huge for this one.
No, the first few months were easy. It was the one-year hump that was the tough part.
Her inappropriate weekend with my brother in Cabo while I was a potential speed bump, but... Well, Dr. Bergman helped us work through it, didn't he, honey? Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's it doing for you and Donna?
Dr. Bergman? What do you mean?
Oh, you know what, sweetie? It's none of our business. Let's let Michael bask in his glory. Cheers.
Bask away, partner.
Took that bastard a year to promote me? What else did I miss?
He strides through the workplace.
Did you need something, Mr. Newman?
Who are you?
Kirsten, your assistant.
What happened to Alice?
She moved to accounting, couldn't handle your hours. And she prefers to be called Alan now, remember?
Alice, now Alan, is joking with colleagues.
No. No. No! And who the hell's Dr. Bergman?
And I feel like Michael's making no effort to connect with me at all.
No, I want to. It's I'm on autopilot.
I'm on autopilot. You're more like auto-zombie.
Good one, Donna.
Good one, Donna.
Michael, relax.
Who is this big mouth? Why can't you and I just talk?
Why? Because there is no talking to you.
Oh, no.
You never home to talk to. And when you are, you're just sitting there staring off
into space. I'm on autopilot, damn it. What do you want from me?
This is what happens. Oh, my God, he's going to answer his phone.
Another click.
What the heck happened? I didn't even touch the remote.
Great, you're going to start watching TV at dinner now?
Oh, can we?
Samantha.
My little angel. Look at you. Look how long your hair is getting. What did you grow a foot, Ben? Get over here. Don't you worry. I'm not going to work tonight. We're going to watch Dragon Tales together. What do you say?
Dragon Tales is for babies, Dad.
I want to watch CSI.
Yeah, CSI.
It's the episode when they find the lady's arm.
What happened?
Awesome.
I missed the whole Dragon Tales era?
A small dog emerges from under the sofa.
Gun! Whoa, hey, hello? Hey, what are you doing? Come here, give me my Twinkie!
Get back here, you freaking gremlin!
Don't yell at Peanut just because he found your Twinkie stash.
Who's Peanut? We're Sundance.
Don't mention Sundance. The kids just stop crying.
About what? What? What happened? He died. No. Oh, no. No.
Daddy held it in so long.
He was the best dog!
He's finally letting himself feel it.
One night when the duck's head was off, he tried to hump my leg and I didn't let him and I shoot him and I'm sorry. What an idiot.
It's
what?
Okay. It's
okay. What the heck did I do? I love you. Do you still love me?
Donna hugs him, but she looks unsure.
Change, okay? I'll be a better man, I promise. Don't go. I'll stop working so much, okay? I'll be with you. Just stay with me.
Oh my God, it didn't take the duck long to get over Sundance.
Peanut is humping the large duck.
A little deviant, but it's kind of turning me on.
Yeah, well, let's kiss and make up.
The remote fast forwards. Michael speed massages Donna, then humps her like a rabbit, and Peanut tries to join in. Michael throws the dog across the room. It's 9 o'clock. Donna looks irritably at her husband and his goofy smile.
No! No! It's not my fault! It jumped on its own. I didn't even hit the button.
Oh, not even close.
Michael goes to dial Morty's number. He appears in the doorway.
Yes!
Michael falls back on the table in shock.
Honey, what's going on down there?
It's all right. There was a mouse. I killed it. It's dead. But it broke the table first. How did you get in here?
I had a feeling you wanted to see me.
I'm freaking out. This thing is broken. It's fast-forwarding on its own now.
It's not a malfunction. It's a feature. It's using its memory to execute your preferences.
It remembers stuff about me? What do you mean?
It's an advanced piece of equipment like TiVo. You could call it Mevo.
I fast-forwarded through sex one time. I don't want to skip it forever. I like sex. It feels good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you fast-forwarded through an entire year. That's a lot of sex. Put it all together, that's like 30 minutes worth for you.
Oh, no. So what? Everything I fast-forwarded, it's just gonna do it on its own now?
Pretty much. No more showering, no more traffic, no more arguing, no more sickness.
This is bad. You take it back, I'm deactivating my service.
Oh, no,
I quit. No, thanks for everything, all right?
The remote reappears in Michael's hand.
Yeah?
He throws it in the waste bin. It pops up again.
Ew, this is not...
He stamps on it.
Oh, don't be mean.
It pops up on his head.
Nice hat.
No.
He runs to the front door and tosses it out into the yard.
Get away. Leave me alone.
Whoa, is this a stick-up? Or are you just happy?
Michael appears to have an erection.
Yeah? I'm gonna take my clothes off. Then
I wouldn't do that if I were you. There's only one place left for it to pop up.
Oh, no, I don't want that. Come on, man.
I told you, this item is non-returnable.
Come on, just take it.
Until we meet again.
Don't do that. Come on, Morty.
How do I get it to stop fast-forwarding?
Next morning.
Good morning, sweetie.
Yeah.
You want to shower first?
Yeah. No, I can't shower because then I'll fast forward. And if I fast forward, who knows how long I'll fast forward for. Let me just, how's this? I'm going to rough it today, like in the old West, okay? Donna, I want to tell you what's going on right now so bad, but I think it might lead to an argument, and we can't argue because off I'll go. So I just know there is a problem. I tried to get rid of the problem last night. It almost ended up in my ass. So I'm going to go to work and just try to figure this all out.
You
going to
work in your bathrobe?
Oh, honey, I told you we can't argue, okay? No more arguing. You're right. I'm wrong all the time. How's that? You want
a
kiss?
I'll take a kiss.
But you know what? I can't give you a kiss because if I give you a kiss, it might lead to something else. And then another 3 minutes goes by. You're laying there disappointed, and I'm laying there like an idiot smiling. So I want to be with you every minute of my life, and that's why I gotta leave right now. Have a great day!
Once again, Michael left Donna in bed, confused and unsatisfied.
Shut up, James Earl Jones!
No, you shut up, big mouth.
Michael, in his dressing gown and slippers, cycles across a bridge on his way to work.
In many ways, there is the good thing.
He throws down the bike and rushes into the building where he works. He peers around an emergency exit door and scurries past the AMA reception desk. John is sitting waiting in Michael's office.
Mr. Raymer is here.
Your first day as a partner, you come to work in a frickin' bathrobe?
I
I did. John, I just feel...
We should stop wasting our energy on corporate brown-nosing and worrying who's got the better suit, Armani, Calvin Klein. Who cares? Let's concentrate on what really matters, the work.
Handsome, hunky John gets to his feet.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. But goddammit, you're right.
He whips off his jacket and his stripy shirt down to his vest.
Life-changing. I feel freer.
Yeah, keep the pants on.
Oh, sexual harassment. Yeah. Speaking of life-changing, there's something, or actually someone, I'd like to talk to you about. Janine.
Everything okay?
Michael, Janine and I have decided to drop out of the rat race, slow down, and move to Morocco.
Morocco?
Morocco.
Okay.
Eric Lamensoff will assume my day-to-day responsibilities, and I'd like you to take his job.
But Eric Lamensoff is the head of the whole international division. I've been your partner one day.
So? Every account you worked on turned into gold. And I wouldn't be surprised if one day you ended up being our CEO.
Well, hey, I would love for that to happen, but...
No! I don't want a promotion! No!
A figure lies asleep in an unlit office.
Michael, you have a phone call.
Michael Newman.
John in full Moroccan regalia talks to Michael from his tent.
Word up, big guy. 10 years ago, you told me you wanted to be CEO. Great news. Eric Lamensoff killed himself. So you better stop with the junk food, Mr. Chairman, or you'll end up killing yourself too.
Michael, wrapped in a blanket, switches off the video phone.
Virtual blinds.
10 years? How much worse can things get?
Michael, as fat as a sumo wrestler, sits up in bed and stretches, his mouth almost hidden in his huge, blubbery chin. Stiffly, he gets to his feet and goes to the bathroom.
Oh my God, I'm a fat guy!
Look at me.
He jiggles his immensely fat belly.
Oh, what is this? It's a titty. I got juicy titties!
What is that? Oh, God, no!
The remote is stuck in a fold of back fat.
Just take me home.
An elegant saloon drives along a residential street, blanketed in snow.
Things don't click. This is 1010 Winds News, February 5th, 2017. Britney Spears had her 23rd baby today. Proud father Kevin Federline says he's now considering getting a job. Also, Michael Jackson, the first man to clone himself, is now suing himself for molesting himself.
The car door opens. Michael struggles out. Wearing a lumpy blue tracksuit with the words extra juicy on the back, he waddles towards the front door. With his treble chin, he wobbles into the house. He sees a dark-haired youth lounging on the sofa in front of a widescreen TV with a cereal bowl on his large belly.
Can I help you?
The youth looks round.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad.
Ben? That's you? Look how big you got. You're enormous.
Look who's talking, Captain Twinkie, the SS fat ass. It's really good for my self-esteem. Maybe if you would take me like to Pilates like you said you would, people wouldn't think I was Rosie O'Donnell.
Come on, I love you! Bring me back to Twinkies!
Dad, can you please stop yelling? It is so embarrassing.
Is that my daughter?
Mom, I'm going to Derek's!
That's you?
Samantha?
When did you get boobs?
The same time you did, Dad. Now can I go?
Whoa. Who the hell is this Derek guy?
Duh, my boyfriend, the hottest boy in school. Hello.
Oh, he's gonna be really hot when I burn his house down. Now you get your ass upstairs. You put some normal clothes on.
Why are you so mean to me?
Get him on, now! And wipe off all that makeup!
Right!
Is Peanut dead too?
The duck is humping a large dog.
And this one's got the duck doing all the work. Donna!
Donna's outside.
Donna!
He squeezes his huge girth through the sliding door.
Damn it! Look how gorgeous you look! I'm so scared!
Knock, knock, gang.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
A man comes out and Donna kisses him.
What's going on?
Well, Don and I were gonna get a cup of hot chocolate. You want us to bring you one?
You cheating on me? With Johnny G-string over here?
Kind of. come on. Time out, Mike. I thought we were past all that.
No. We're past this, all right.
No, you're right. No, you okay?
Hey, it's just that you don't mess with
another man. All right. You don't mess with
Michael,
another
man. Michael, stop it. Stop it, Michael. Turn this into the move. I'll just stay out.
Get off of me. You stick it up for him.
Go away.
No.
Go away. I hate you. I hate you.
Michael clicks the remote.
Man, you hate me?
Donna and Bill have frozen like statues. Michael looks up at the treehouse.
No. 10 years, you're not finished yet? Marty! Why did you do this to me?
You did this to yourself, Michael.
No, I didn't want to waste all that time. I didn't want to lose Donna.
The remote goes by your behavior. Every time you had a conflict between work and home, work won.
No, not true.
Lie to your wife, lie to yourself. But you cannot lie to the remote. The remote is lie-proof, so you can't change what already happened. But you're still a young man. Young fat man. You could win Donna back.
So that's what I'll do.
Go for it, Tops.
Morty in orange earmuffs strokes the dog.
I saw what you did to the duck. Very good. Nice work.
Michael comes out of the house with some paper and the remote. He stands between Donna and Bill. He turns to look at Bill and kicks him in the groin.
You'll feel that in a second.
All right, please. Please, just read my note.
I hate you! I hate you!
Bill falls to the ground. Donna pummels Michael with her fists. The dog pushes Michael backwards. He hits his head on a brick wall, and the picture bleaches to white. A blurry image of Donna.
Michael, are you awake? Michael, honey, are you awake?
The image sharpens, and Michael, back to his normal size and wearing a hospital robe, wakes up.
Where'd all my fat go? Oh, it was just a dream? Terrible dream.
What's that, Michael? You had a bad dream?
Did a fuzzy dog push me over?
Shaggy the miracle dog? Yeah, if he hadn't knocked you on your noggin, you wouldn't have had the CAT scan that found the cancer before it spread too far.
I have cancer.
No, you had cancer. You're the only person in the world to gain weight during chemo. That's probably what caused your heart attack.
Heart attack?
I thought they weaned you off the morphine. Okay, Mr. Junk Food. Since the head injury, you haven't been healthy a full day.
When exactly did I hurt my head?
What was it, like 6 years ago?
6 more years! No! It skipped all my sickness!
I'm gonna go ask them to cut back on your painkillers.
Donna, don't go!
He pushes back the bed cover and raises his robe.
That's not bad for your third liposuction.
He flips a thick flap of fat.
One more tummy tuck should take care of it.
Oh, it looks like a tongue. Licking.
Look, I should go. Bill's waiting for me downstairs.
Bill! You're still with Speedo Torpedo? Whatever happened to forever and ever, honey?
Forever and ever? Look, Michael, I'm trying to have a civilized relationship with you for the kids' sake. I really want to be friends, but I can't do that if you... Would you stop flapping that thing?
It's my flap. I'll do whatever the hell I want with it.
You done?
He gives her a surly nod.
Look, Bill's my husband. Please learn to accept that. I really have to go.
Husband? Donna! No! Donna! Donna! Donna!
Welcome to New Architecture.
Michael comes into a futuristic office and looks up at a projection of himself, smiling.
All your dreams came true, huh, moron?
Dad! Hey, how you feeling?
Ben is slim and bearded.
Benjamin! Look at that.
Look, what?
Your face! Your skinny face! You're shaving now, huh, kid?
Uh-huh.
Your entire ass is gone. What happened? Good for you!
Right, my ass. Why don't we talk about it in my office?
My old office. The architect. How did this happen?
Mom said you were still a little loopy.
No. I'm feeling terrific. The weight. How did you do it? Staple treatment like your old man? You want to have a flat fight? Huh? You got to see this thing.
Just working out with Bill 5 times a week, same as always.
Michael spots a photo.
Wow-wee!
Of Ben with a blonde.
That's a looker. Blondie, big lips,
Chesty? What?
Is that your girl?
No, that's your daughter, Samantha.
Of course it is. And you better always take care of her and make sure nobody touches her, except you.
Pop, I'm just getting ready for this meeting.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Okay, absolutely. I'll take off for you.
I'd like to spend more time together.
All of us. Take you out for ice cream. How's that? I know your mother won't come, but you, Samantha, Grandpa, Grandma, that'd be nice, huh?
Ben gets up from his PC.
There was something was funny with you today.
Papa, take a seat. Let me get you a water, okay?
A water flask pops up.
What are we sitting for?
Here you go, Pop. Drink this.
All right. Drink some water. There, I have my water. What's going on?
Grandpa died, Dad. He died a while back now.
Michael, his hair graying, nods numbly.
No, don't say that. Where was I?
You crying?
What happened?
Nothing. You know, he just got old. That's life. You're born and you live and you die.
Man, I gotta go.
Hey, hang on. Susie, push my next meeting.
No, do your meeting. It's fine. I'm just dizzy from the operation.
You're gonna make me cry, Dad.
Okay.
You don't have to go.
Father and son embrace.
You look good. All right, goodbye.
Michael stands in front of his father's headstone with the Manhattan skyline far away in the distance. His face contorted in sorrow, he repeatedly presses the remote. Morty appears behind him.
It won't take you there.
Take me where?
To the moment he died. You weren't there.
Of course I wasn't. Can you take me to the last time I saw him, please?
Michael sees himself at his glass desk, and Ben comes in.
Hey, Dad. Sorry to bug you. Would you mind looking at my shopping mall design again? This one is cheaper. But if you check this out, you'll see it has a much better natural flow.
Cheaper one. Like I said, now just let me do my email.
Yeah, you're right, Dad.
He ain't right. You're a schmuck. Better. Look at it!
Surprise.
Hey, Grandpa. Oh, my God.
The white-haired old man crosses to Ben and they embrace warmly.
When did you get so handsome? So, Michael, I had a wonderful idea. Your mother's playing canasta with her friends tonight. I thought, oh, what a great opportunity. You, me, and Ben should go and have a boys' night out.
Can't.
What do you mean you can't? You have to eat sometime. We could go, we could whistle at pretty girls.
I'm down for that.
See, he's down. I don't know what it means, but he's down.
Hey, please.
Don't give me that finger.
Michael shakes his head reprovingly at his workaholic self.
I'll make you a deal. If you come, I'll show you the quarter trick.
Will you look at the man?
I'll tell you the secret.
No, Dad.
Don't you want to know
how you do the stupid trick? I've always known. Can you let me do my work?
Michael's father looks down at the coin in his hand.
You've always known. You're pathetic. I'm so sorry I barged in. I love you, son.
He strokes his son's head.
See you later, Grandpa. I love you.
Dad.
Dad is weeping.
Bob.
Michael clicks. Everyone freezes. Michael rewinds and brings his father back to the desk at the moment that he stroked his unyielding son's head. Michael, with tears welling up in his eyes, goes to stand behind his father. He clicks again and again.
I love you, son.
His father turns from the seated Michael to the weeping Michael.
I love you, son. I love you, son.
With tears pouring down his cheeks, Michael looks intently into his father's face.
I love you too, Dad.
He kisses the old man on the cheek, then steps back to take a last look at his face.
I'll miss you.
You know that.
His father's frozen image stares sightlessly through him.
Goodbye.
Michael walks away. In the cemetery, the headstone engraved with the Star of David and adorned with a simple sprig of white flowers is inscribed with the words Newman Theodore K, 1944 to 2021. Michael places a coin on the top of the headstone. His face grief-stricken, he steps back from the grave. Morty is behind him.
I'm sorry about your father. Taking him wasn't something I wanted to do.
What do you mean, taking him?
An angel, Michael.
An angel? I thought an angel was supposed to protect people.
I'm the angel of death. Your dad was his time.
You bastard.
Michael lunges for Morty, who disappears in a puff of smoke. Michael's eyes dart from side to side. Morty reappears.
All right, leave me alone. Leave me alone. You have your fun. Just take me to a good place.
It's nighttime in Manhattan, and a swanky private party is in full swing.
The stars in the sky, the moon on high, the best things in life are free.
Michael, now fully gray, looks about him in confusion.
And now, everybody, it's time for Mr. Newman to say a few words.
A spotlight shines on Michael. He looks around at all the applauding people.
Go get him, Michael. Speak.
Wedding cake. Wedding cake. Okay, where's the groom? Show your face.
Hi, Dad.
Ben, I didn't miss my son's wedding. Wow, this is terrific, buddy. Who's the lucky lady?
Very funny, Mr. Newman.
Aunt Peggy, is that you? God, you got old.
Aunt Peggy makes a rude gesture.
No. I'm just playing. She knows that.
Michael spots another white-haired old lady who blows him a kiss. His mother tilts her head and beams at him.
Ben's wife. Welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Let's have the best night, okay?
Michael's mother has helped her feet, and she claps with the rest of the guests.
Call me irresponsible. Call me
unreliable. Look at you, Mom. You look amazing.
Aww. Michael, you haven't kissed me like that since you were a little boy.
You were the best, Ma. You know I know that, right?
Oh, darling, that's so sweet. You know, Michael, your father would have loved to be here.
I know, Ma. Okay. I'm just glad you're here.
Oh, me too, Bubba. Me too. Me too. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Look at her.
Donna.
Donna, my favorite. Oh, such a schmuck for letting her go. But don't let me ruin your evening. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Christina.
Donna dances over with husband Bill.
Michael, you've been so generous taking care of all this and the kids' honeymoon.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Ben's wife seems like a nice kid, huh?
Oh, I think she's wonderful.
Oh, definite keeper.
Here's one you might remember from the Cranberries.
Donna and Michael's eyes meet. She shakes her head and laughs.
Of all the songs, huh?
Bill, since it's our son's wedding, do you mind if I dance with my ex-husband for a minute?
Not at all. Should have her back by midnight, all right? Champ?
Got it, Bill.
Michael clicks and the scene freezes. Swiftly, he pulls down Bill's trousers, then clicks again. Michael and Donna start to dance. Bill is pink with embarrassment.
Still smelling good, huh?
After all these years.
Yeah. Are you happy?
Of course.
course I'm happy. Our son just got married.
How about that? You happy about where our lives ended up?
Ended. It's not over yet.
That's my daughter.
It's true.
That's Samantha?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? Put a sweater on, covered him up.
What is with you?
I'm just kidding, I just not used to seeing y'all grown up like this.
Okay, well, if that's your way of telling me that I look pretty, then thank you.
Let's go get some cake.
I'll raise you there, Dad.
Okay.
Come on.
Dad?
Michael winces and clutches his arm.
Michael, you okay?
Is there a doctor? We need a doctor here!
Michael!
Dad!
Dad!
It's just gorgeous.
As Michael falls to the floor, Morty, in a spangly purple party jacket, blows him a cold kiss. In a futuristic hospital, a nurse in a white balaclava checks some stats. Another studies a computer screen. Morty, with hands nonchalantly in his pocket, looks down at Michael, who's attached to a drip.
One dance? You pop an artery.
Why did you make me waste my entire life?
You were fast-forwarding through your life long before you ever met me. You lived the life you chose, big shot.
This is not the life I wanted.
Yes. Morty points the remote. In cyberspace, the words produced, written, and directed by Michael Newman float into view.
Looks like it is.
The blue light disappears. Samantha and Ben arrive.
Hey, you're up. How you feeling?
I feel better now that you guys are here.
Samantha's been here like 36 hours straight. She said she wouldn't leave the hospital until you woke up.
Why'd you do that?
Because you're my father.
I thought Bill was your father.
I have two fathers. One of them told me he was gonna live till he was 200. Remember?
You both really need to get some sleep.
Yeah.
And I got a plane to catch.
Big Ben's gotta go on his honeymoon.
Actually, I just canceled the honeymoon. Kensington deal might be falling through, so I gotta go do damage control.
Oh, no.
Julie and I can go to Italy anytime.
No.
It's not that big a deal.
That's not fair to your wife.
Dad, she gets it. Keeping the business going is more important.
Guys,
I'm sorry. You're gonna have to leave. He needs his rest.
All right. Bye, Dad.
Bye,
Daddy.
A male nurse leads Ben and Samantha out of the ward. Michael, flat on his back, fights for breath.
Just stop me.
He tears off the drip and rolls off the bed, pulling at the wires connecting him.
Whoa!
Hey, fella, you're a long way from walking out of here.
I gotta see my son.
You're not going anywhere. I get back into the bed.
Hey, isn't that Colin Farrell?
Where?
Michael stabs the nurse with his own syringe and shuffles towards Morty.
Michael, those machines keeping you alive.
I gotta talk to my boy.
Michael comes through some heavy doors and his pace quickens. Morty's with him again.
Michael, stop!
No!
Michael, it doesn't have to end now.
Michael pushes through some exit doors and out into torrential rain. Clutching his heart, he sees Ben and Samantha ahead of him. Fighting to breathe, he starts to run after them. In his hospital robe and slippers, he runs across the dark, rain-soaked forecourt, illuminated by rows of neon-lit columns, and is close enough to see his children hurrying towards a waiting car. Fighting for breath, he runs on. He falls on his face, but manages to raise his head. Ben is just taking down his umbrella. About to step into the car, he sees his father lying in the road. He sprints to his father's side, whips off his jacket. Samantha and the rest of the family step out of the car.
Help! Help! Help!
They all come running, among them Donna and Bill. Michael tries to speak.
What?
Family comes first.
Family comes first.
Honeymoon. Honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
Ben turns tearfully to his wife, Julie.
I didn't make 200, but I love you.
I love you.
Michael points shakily at Bill, his trembling fingers becoming one unmistakable middle finger gesture. Bill's face darkens. Michael, managing a faint smile, indicates that he was just joking. He points at Bill and gives him the finger and thumb okay sign. Bill nods appreciatively. Donna, with tears in her eyes, looks warmly into Michael's rain-spattered pale face. Trembling, he reaches for her hand and mouths the words, "I'm sorry." Donna shakes her head.
Michael, the note you wrote on in your pocket.
Michael brings out a note, which he tried to read to Donna before he got hit on the head. It's the napkin on which she had written, "Will you still love me in the morning?" Donna, with tears flowing, nods.
Forever and ever, babe.
Morty, dressed like an old homesteader, kneels by their side.
It's time to go.
With the family clustered round Michael under their black umbrellas, Ben buries his head in his father's chest. Seen from above, they seem to be kneeling on a double yellow line. The picture bleaches to white. Michael, dark-haired and wearing a brown jacket, is asleep. He stirs, blinks blearily, and rolls over.
Where am I?
You're in Bed Bath & Beyond, sir. I was just watching you sleep. You look like you're having a crazy dream.
What?
You're not supposed to lay in the beds, but I do sometimes.
Michael sits up and looks around him.
I'm back in the store.
He catches sight of himself in a shop mirror.
I'm young again. I'm young again.
Well, I mean, you're not young. I'm young. You're kind of on the back nine.
No. I'm just teeing off, baby. Look at you.
Hey,
you
hi.
Want a friend?
Yeah.
You want a friend?
Yeah.
He spins the shop assistant round and tosses him onto the bed. Michael dances out of the store and kisses his car. He zooms off into the night. Headlamps spin into a bedroom.
There he is.
He jumps on his parents' bed.
What happened? What's the matter? Everything's incredible, Ma. I just wanted to tell you I love you.
I love you.
I love you so much. You gotta tell me how you do the quarter trick, please. It's driving me crazy.
Magician never reveals secrets. However, if you invite us over for dinner more...
You come over tomorrow night, and the next night, and the next night, and the night after that, okay? Anytime you want.
You gotta stop. I'm gonna have a heart attack.
No, I have the heart attack. Ma, thank you so much for giving birth to me. I know it hurt, okay?
You have no idea, but honey, please stay off the bong pipe.
I can't promise you that.
Okay. I'm up.
Yeah.
What do you think?
If you massage me first.
Okay, let's go to sleep.
They go back to sleep. Michael bursts through his front door, turning on all the lights. He takes a saucepan and a wooden spoon and runs to the bottom of the stairs. He takes off his jacket, picks up one of his rolled-up designs, and opening his design book, he sits himself on the sofa pretending to work. Donna comes down.
What the heck is going on?
Shh! Hey, do you mind? I am trying to concentrate. I mean, here I am, staying up all night, killing myself, trying to come up with activities for our 4th of July camping trip, but you won't let me think!
Oh, you want time to think? Why don't you think about the fact that you just woke... What did you just say?
Yes, you heard me. If you keep up this weird attitude, I won't be able to go to work for a year and have to plan 10 more vacations. Does that make you happy?
Did you eat a bad yodel?
Give me those big lips. Mm.
He swings Don around in his arms.
Ben! Ben!
Come here.
Oh my God, I missed you. I missed you. Look at you, baby. You know what? I'm gonna finish the treehouse and we're gonna sleep in it next weekend. And from now on, we're gonna exercise together and I'm not gonna wear a Speedo.
Okay.
All right, and you?
Have a nice jump. I love you.
One day, you are gonna be the hottest chick alive, but you still gotta have brains, so tomorrow I'm gonna teach you calculus.
You know calculus?
I knew you'd call me on that. All right, your mother will teach you.
Now get your rest, because tomorrow we're going camping.
Yay.
I know, it's going to be the best. Then put a sweater on. Don't ever take it off.
Yay.
Oh, and Sundance.
Doggy years go by very quick, so it's time to enjoy the real thing.
He opens the front door to a bulldog with a pink ribbon.
Yeah, go get it, baby.
Sundance seems rooted to the spot as the brown and white female bulldog pants towards him, her ears flapping. The Labrador barks its approval. Michael watches with growing dismay as the bulldog changes course.
What are you doing?
I know just how to whisper.
No. Go to Sundance, not the duck.
Bulldog and Labrador both mount the yellow duck.
Oh, they told me at the pet store it was a female. They lied to me, I guess.
Donna turns to Michael, her lips parted.
You stay downstairs tonight?
Why, that's getting you going? Nah, it's 4th of July. I'm gonna celebrate with my wife. Take my time, massage her, make sure she is fully satisfied.
But you know, it isn't the 4th of July, it's only the 2nd.
Oh, that's even better. Happy 2nd of July, honey.
I think I like this holiday.
Yeah?
I'm gonna go change into my Pocahontas costume. I'll see you upstairs.
I'll bring the duck.
Michael's in a Stetson.
Okay, I gotta call my dad and tell him to get the old tent ready.
On the counter, wrapped in pink ribbon, is the blue remote with a note. Michael hangs up and walks towards it with a heavy tread.
Michael.
He unfolds the note with a look of trepidation.
Like I said, good guys need a break. I know you'll do the right thing this time. Love, Morty. P.S. Your wife's rockin' body still drives me crazy. Okay, Morty.
With a wry smile, he picks up the remote. He tosses it into the rubbish bin. He checks his hands and the top of his head. There's nothing there. He looks down at his groin and checks there as well. Audio description by Veronica Hicks for Sony Pictures Releasing. Click was directed by Frank Coraci. Written by Steve Corin and Mark O'Keefe. Produced by Adam Sandler and Jack Jarraputo. Produced by Neil H. Moritz. Produced by Steve Corin and Mark O'Keefe. Executive producers Barry Bernardi and Tim Herlihy. Director of Photography, Dean Semler, ACS, ASC. Production designer, Perry Anderlin Blake. Film editor, Jeff Gorson. Adam Sandler played Michael Newman. Kate Beckinsale was Donna Newman. Christopher Walken was Morty. Henry Winkler, Ted Newman. David Hasselhoff was John Ammer. Julie Kavner, Trudy Newman. Jennifer Coolidge was Janine. Sean Astin played Bill. Jake Hoffman played Ben at 22 to 30. Sophie Monk was Stacy. Rachel Dratch was Alice stroke Allen. Joseph Castanon was Ben at 7. Kate Cassidy was Samantha at 27. Tatum McCann at 5. Casting by Roger Mussenden, CSA. Music by Rupert Gregson-Williams. Music supervision by Michael Dilbeck, Brooks Arthur. Special makeup effects by Rick Baker. Costume designer Ellen Lutter. A Frank Coraci movie. The rest of the cast. Ben at 17 was played by Jonah Hill. Samantha at 14, Lorraine Nicholson. Kevin O'Doyle, Cameron Monaghan. Linda, Michelle Lombardo. Julie, Jaina Kramer. Bed Bath & Beyond Guy, Nick Swardson. Dr. Bergman, Sid Gannis. Wet'suwet'en Head Executive, Michael Yama. Wet'suwet'en Executives, Mio, Eiji Inoue, Toshitoda. Ancient Executive, George K. Aguchi. Kirsten, Catherine Kane. Male nurse, Frank Karachi. Doctor, Tim Herlihy. Jogger, Irisha. Michael at 10 years old, Emilio Cast. Lakeside camp boy, Willie Goldstein. Lakeside camp girl, Lily Mo Sheen. Kathy O'Doyle, Carolyn Hennessy. Samantha's friends, Edna Patton, Cheyenne Dean, Elliot Cho. Ping Wu's father, Alan Orr. Firecracker teens, Ryan Kaiser, Christopher Gutierrez, Nicola Reyes, Brianna Davis, Robert Jones, Jenny Alschweger, Habib Bubi Entourage, Manish Goyal, Marco Khan, Ahmad Jordan, Jamil N. Hodderly, Ali Reza Tambakuchi, bandleader, John Pagano, singer, Dolores O'Riordan, Aunt Peggy, Sally Insull, Fat Michael, Gary Holm. Music, Magic, performed by The Cars, Do It Again, performed by The Kinks, Come Out and Play, written by The Offspring, Cool, performed by Gwen Stefani, Everybody, written and performed by Rick Ocasek, 22 Days, performed by 2220s, I Feel the Earth Move, performed by Stephanie Cruz, Be Anything But Mine, written by Irving Gordon, Sequence Groove, performed by ESP, Give Up the Funk, Tear the Roof Off the Sucker, written by George Clinton Jr., William L. Collins, and Jerome Brady. Match Game Theme, written by Robert Arnold Israel. Theme from SWAT, performed by Rhythm Heritage. Price is Right Theme, written by Robert Arnold Israel. Yakety Sax, performed by Boots Randolph. Family Feud Theme, written by Robert Arnold Israel. $25,000 Pyramid Theme, written by Robert Cobert. Mr. Fuzzy Gets Up, performed by Zeno and Tommy. So Nice Summer Samba, performed by Walter Wanderley. Show Me the Way, written and performed by Peter Frampton. Love Will Keep Us Together, performed by Captain and Tennille. Hold the Line, performed by Toto. 20th Century Boy, performed by T-Rex. Everybody Wants to Rule the World, performed by Tears for Fears. More, 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 performed by Andrea True Connection. Love Hurts, performed by Nazareth. Working for the Weekend, performed by Loverboy. I Love You, written by Lee Bernstein. Home 3, written by Christoph Beck. With Plenty of Money and You, performed by Count Basie and Tony Bennett. Linger, performed by the Cranberries. I'm Gonna Live Till I Die, performed by Frank Sinatra. Someday, performed by The Strokes. Feelings Got to Stay, written and performed by Rick Ocasek. Serious, performed by The Mannequin. The Best Things in Life Are Free, performed by John Pagano. Call Me Irresponsible, performed by John Pagano. Linger, performed by Dolores O'Riordan. Ultraviolet, Light My Way, performed by U2. Making Love Out of Nothing at All, performed by Air Supply. You Get What You Give, performed by New Radicals. This movie is dedicated to my mom and dad, and to all our parents who never thought twice about putting their family first, and to my darling wife and daughter. Thanks for making it so easy for me to want to do the same. Adam Sandler. With special thanks to Brian Guinness, magic consultant to Henry Winkler. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to the name, character, or history of any person is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Columbia Pictures, a Columbia Pictures release, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company.